Turning to the Middle East now, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is there. She's in Tunisia this morning offering aid to the new regime in Tunisia, fresh from their pro-democracy revolution. Yesterday, she was in Cairo's Tahrir Square, sounding a little giddy. Listen.
It's very exciting and very moving. And to see where this revolution happened and all that it has meant to the world is extraordinary for me.
But the State Department did not have such extraordinary, exciting, and moving words to say about the situation in Bahrain, where there was a very even-handed statement from the State Department opposing violence on the part of the regime in Bahrain, as well as the opposition forces there. And the regime has pushed back the opposition in Bahrain. And, of course, there's the situation in Libya, where Gaddafi's forces are poised now to take the city of Benghazi away from the opposition there. And there's been condemnation of Colonel Gaddafi from the U.S. government. Shadi Hamid joins us now, director of research at the Brookings Doha Center. He joins us from Doha in Qatar. And Shadi, first of all, it's great to have you back on the program. So much has changed since we talked with you last. Do you think the U.S. position is viewed as being consistent about all the places that I mentioned, or inconsistent at this hour? Shadi, are you there? All right. Well, Shadi Hamid, director of research at the Brookings Doha Center, we'll try to get him back. There is a question of whether the U.S. And Ethan Bronner talked about this earlier this morning, because he's in Manama, Bahrain. The U.S. Navy is based in Bahrain.
Yeah, we have a huge naval center. You know, this is a good moment to kind of take stock of exactly what is still going on in the Middle East, because there's unrest in a number of countries.
If you look at Bahrain, there the sense of the alliance between the U.S. and Bahrain even surpasses the situation in Egypt a month ago, where Mubarak, of course, was our friend until he became this reviled dictator.
Then
the U.S. right now, of course, is in Tahrir Square hanging out with the demonstrators.
And Bahrain, of course, is further complicated by our relationship with Saudi Arabia, which has a very strong connection with the monarchy in Bahrain.
Well, let's take it to Shadi Hamid, who we do have back now. Shadi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Does the U.S. Have a fundamentally inconsistency problem when it deals with the Gulf nations versus how it's dealing with Tunisia and in Egypt? Is there a wide perception that the U.S. speaks much differently about the regime in Bahrain than it does about the now departed Mubarak regime in Egypt?
That's definitely the sense in the region, and it's a bit odd to hear Secretary Clinton so giddy about democracy in Egypt, and we're seeing something, we're seeing essentially a Saudi intervention in a sovereign country where they're trying to put down peaceful protesters, and there's really a perception there of world now that the U.S. did not tell the Saudis to stop, and that they didn't try to prevent the Saudis before it actually happened. And that's supported by this, that Secretary Gates was actually meeting with Bahraini leaders 2 days before the intervention happened. So that kind of creates this narrative that the U.S. was aware of it before it happened.
Shadi Hamid, how would you determine, and again, you're director of research at the Brookings Doha Center, there are other reporters trying to run this down as well, how would you determine if the U.S. official position is actually to support the regime in Bahrain no matter what?
Well, it's definitely the case that the U.S. does not want to see these regimes fall. The U.S. wants them to reform. It wants them to reach out to the opposition. But the U.S. is not interested in regime change. They don't want to. These are very crucial countries to U.S. security interests. And I think where Tunisia and Egypt were ultimately expendable, that the U.S. could live without Mubarak, I think the U.S. is drawing a red line around the Gulf and saying, well, we have to counter Iran here. We have oil. We have the Navy based in Bahrain. So if you take those strategic considerations together, I think we can start to understand why there's an inconsistency in U.S. policy. The problem is it's very that's what it appears to be to the region, and that's hurting American credibility right now.
In the Sunni Arab world there, and again, there's a Shiite majority in, or a reported Shiite majority in Bahrain, depending on how you count, does that Iran argument that you've just mentioned, does that fly, or do Sunni Arabs in the region look at the situation in Libya, where we do support regime change, and see a fundamental inconsistency with our position on Libya versus Bahrain.
Yeah, well, actually, it's interesting that even though the U.S. has called for regime change in Libya, there's a growing perception that the U.S. has not led, that the U.S. is having discussions, maybe no-fly zone, maybe not, and that the time for Western intervention has passed, the rebels are losing. And it's interesting to note that the Arab League, the GCC, and the Libyan rebels themselves have called for Western military intervention. And it's ironic to see Arabs kind of trying to push on that, but the U.S. is saying, no, we don't want to get too involved. So there's a sense increasingly that not just in Bahrain, but also in Libya, that the U.S. is not doing enough to support Arab democratic aspirations.
All right, before we go, Shadi Hamid, is the positive spin there that the U.S. just had a lot on its plate and couldn't get around to it in time, and that's the explanation? Or was there intentional foot-dragging because it's fundamentally in the U.S. interest in some way that the Gaddafi regime stay there?
I think it's more that the U.S. just doesn't know what it wants. It hasn't come up with a strategy for the Middle East, and it hasn't adapted to what's going on the ground. And you have the Pentagon, you have the State Department, you have the White House, and they seem to want different things. And I think now it's time for President Obama to make clear to the world, where does the U.S. stand?
All right. Shadi Hamid, Director of Research at the Brookings Doha Center, speaking to us live from Doha in Qatar. Shadi, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.